Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Again, it is Free Talk Live, the show you can dial in and bring up anything on. And by the way, it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Dale.
Mark is out. He is currently gone down to Florida to beg the government people down there, the governor specifically, to grant him clemency, I believe the term is, where he was convicted years ago when he was 18 or 17, one or the other. He was convicted for murder charges, and he didn't actually do the murder, but nonetheless, he was convicted for it. Went to jail, was like a 20-something year sentence, ended up serving 9 years, and was released. Of course, once you get out of jail, you have the felony or whatever it was hanging over your head for the rest of your life, unless the governor decides to waive it and deal. So that's what he's going to do. And I wish him the best of luck.
I don't envy that.
Because without clearing the record, he can never possess a firearm. And he's pretty concerned about being able to protect his family. And I think it's a legitimate concern. And so best of luck to Mark. He should be back by Saturday night if all goes as planned. So in the meantime, we have our wonderful co-host sitting in, as we always do, and the toll-free number is available to you. We go straight to the phones and talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So how long is Mark going to be gone with that?
Saturday night. What's up?
Anyway, I was just calling for two things. One, God, I got this new supervisor who's really insane. She tried to have me written up and disciplined just because I was rubbing my nose in my eye and stuff like that, and then still touching the x-ray. She used to work for OSHA. She tried to have me written up for this stuff, and the manager decides to make me write a report because he's like, you know, I got to do this, because she brought up a complaint. Well, I had about half the checkpoint offering to help me with legal advice and to write the report on how she came about criticizing me in front of the whole checkpoint. Because of that right there, she just exposed TSA to a lawsuit that is like, hey, if you're going to write me up like this, the way you did it, you just exposed the agency yourself to a lawsuit, and I could see the pants out of the
because you didn't use discretion? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
By the way, for those who didn't catch it, George is a member of the TSA. He works for the government.
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
So you've got a sloppy supervisor. You've got a sloppy supervisor who is just cutting all kinds of corners and really crappy. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, anyway, the announcement, since my phone's cutting out, guess who's going to Porkfest?
Oh, that'll be fun. You've never been to Porkfest before, right, George?
No, I was there in 2006.
You were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was the first one to call you guys. If you guys were still in Florida when I was there, I was like, yeah, I'm doing some Porkfest.
So you've actually been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival when it was at Rogers Campground, which is where it's going to be this year. It went away from Rogers for a couple of years, and now it's back there, so that should be a lot of fun. Did you like it at Rogers, George?
Yeah, I like Rogers Campground, and it's a nice convenient location for it, and you want to go to various different parts of the state. It's sort of in the middle. I kind of like that.
No,
and
Rogers Campground is not in the middle. It's way up north.
It's not as convenient as Gunstock.
Well, yeah,
it's up
in the north, but not that far north.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire. So small, even the north of New Hampshire isn't really a big deal. Hey, George, thanks for the call. We'll see you this summer. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Of course, he's talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the Free State Project's other event. They do two events per year. One is the Liberty Forum. That just wrapped up this past weekend. And then the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a little bit different of an event. It's instead of taking place at a hotel with a convention-style atmosphere like the Liberty Forum, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening out in the woods. It's essentially a camping event, though there is a hotel on the premises, so what you need is running water and the amenities. Those are also available. And Free Talk Live should be broadcasting live from this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, so it should be a lot of fun. I understand that our buddy Jason from SACL CAI is going to be back this time around with another fun tent iteration.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I've never been to Rogers. I've only gone since 2007. So
me too.
This will be my first time at Rogers.
I am looking forward to it because, from what I'm told, the Rogers camping area is much smaller. So no one's going to be spread out across this gigantic park like they were at the old location. Everybody should be much more concentrated, and that'll mean that you are able to be in more places quicker. And that's convenient.
The best thing about it to me was meeting everyone and getting to socialize with everyone, and I think this is going to be more amenable to that. So,
no doubt about it. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Anyway, if you want to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can go to freestateproject.org. They are one of the sponsors of the show. So lots to talk about here tonight. Of course, if you want to talk about something specific, you just need to pick up the phone. Dale, we've been talking about covering a story consistently throughout the past couple of shows that you probably heard about it. Brian Travis, a friend of ours, a Free Stater, who moved here in 2008 with his family and about 30 horses, had his home raided on Monday morning, and a dozen of his horses were stolen from him,
stolen from his wife.
And there is actually, a union leader of the story that has come out with some more details. Still, the SPCA, the agency that is behind the raid, has refused to comment. They still have not even commented to the news agency in this particular case. I'll pull up the story here in moments, but just to give our listeners an update as to what's going on. But, Dale, I'm just wondering your thoughts on this.
Well, one thing that I saw, have you mentioned it yet, that there was an article about how the SPCA was having trouble finding enough places to keep horses that they were confiscating?
I did see that, yes.
And so
I don't think I mentioned that.
Yeah, Brian's place is well equipped for having that many horses, and they've confiscated, confiscate is a very kind word to use, these horses, and they're having trouble keeping horses themselves. So I'm trying to figure out how this is going to make the horses better off. If this is truly about the safety of the horses, and the SPCA doesn't have facilities for them, and Brian obviously does, this doesn't make any sense.
So here's a story from the union leader where in Candia, New Hampshire, 12 horses were seized Monday over concerns about proper care and shelter. But property owner Brian Travis says the horses are perfectly healthy and alleged they were taken because of a dispute with Steve Sproul, an investigator with the New Hampshire Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Police Sergeant Scott Gallagher said the NHSPCA and the police department have been working together on the case for the past few months. According to the news release from the organization, Candia police had contacted Sproul regarding horses that were not afforded shelter despite a state law requiring it. Their disaster response team then assisted the police in moving 12 Arabian horses that were determined by a veterinarian to be at risk. Two veterinarians on scene determined which horses had to be removed from the property. No charges have been filed in relation to the seizure, and the police chief said the investigation is ongoing. He wouldn't comment on where the complaint originated or what the probable cause was for executing the search warrant, which has been sealed, meaning that it's a secret.
That's really disturbing, because right off the top of my head, I'm trying to imagine how in the world would they have a justification for a search warrant in the first place without some sort of, there's supposed to be some sort of suspicion for a crime being committed before you can get a search warrant. How easy is it to get a search warrant these days?
It's pretty easy. I mean, there are a lot of judges that'll essentially rubber stamp a cop.
Yeah, that's the really disturbing part of this, is that they were even able to get on the property at all. And, of course, that was the big controversy to begin with, is this SPCA person thought he should be able to just walk onto the property just to check things out, just to see if anything was wrong, when there's no reason to think that there is.
Yeah, he had originally showed up, and the Travises were not interested in having him come on because Brian was not home at the time. His son was there. He was arrested for videotaping a cop. And that's kind of what precipitated the stealing of the horses on Monday. This was a few months back when his son was arrested for videotaping this guy. Obviously, that upset him, and they decided to target Brian for some sort of vengeance because it didn't seem like there was any sort of process going on here. Normally, the government tries to send warnings out. They try to threaten first before they do the violence. I'm not saying that the threats are preferable to the violence. I'm just saying they didn't. It doesn't seem like they even went through their own process here.
Right.
They, as usual, are kind of just making up the rules as they go along. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
And And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of the Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
One of the biggest diet myths these days is that carbohydrates make us fat. The reality, some carbs do, but good carbs don't. Roughly 70% of your daily calories should come from good, complex carbohydrates. The ones to avoid are called simple carbs. In contrast, complex carbohydrates are nutritious. They are all loaded with fiber. So, if you consume whole, good, natural carbs, you will enjoy more consistent energy throughout the day without gaining extra pounds. Yeehaw! For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, a live stream. Actually, a few live streams. We've got the broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. www.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS even covers your meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, or those who, or to those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. That's libertarianseminars.com. Deadline is March 31st for registration. So, filling you in on the latest on the Brian Travis horse raid, it was Monday morning that about a dozen cops and a bunch of volunteers came in to steal 12 horses from the property of one of our listeners and a fellow Free State Project member, Brian Travis. It's just an absolute outrage. It's just another example of how it is the government believes that they own you and they own all of your possessions, and they will allow you to use your possessions until they determine they have a greater need for them. There is no evidence whatsoever that Brian Travis was in any way mistreating his animals or that his wife was mistreating these animals. And indeed, they only took 12 of the 30 animals. The reason they didn't take the others was because they didn't bother to look at them. They didn't bother to go after them.
They punished Brian, and that was what they were there for. So,
yeah, they sure did. And
there's evidence that they will be abused because they're not going to be properly. They don't have the facilities to take care of the animals.
So. Not only that, but I mean, when you look at all the stories of CPS or the Department of Children and Families taking away children from a parent's home, and you think about how damaging that is. This is similar. I mean,
animals are very traumatized by a change in their environment.
Right, and they're away from the loved ones that have been taking care of them for probably their whole lives, and all of a sudden there's this traumatic. Not only are you changing their environment, you're also changing the people that are surrounding them, and I guess that's part of the environment, but if it were Brian and Heidi that had changed the environment and they were still there, at least they'd have their caretakers
to comfort them and help them through it. So
the story, again, is from the union leader, just kind of giving you an update here on what's going on. According to them, the backyard is dotted with shelters and paddocks. Some are in the process of being built. Sprawling bales of hay fill paddock areas in the front lawn. And then they go on to talk about how they are members of the Free State Project, which inevitably leads to all kinds of spiteful, hateful comments in the comments field, because there are a bunch of people here in New Hampshire that are very angry. The political establishment, if you will, the people that are happy with the status quo, obviously those individuals are very upset with the idea that people are coming in here looking to live life in a more free manner.
Yeah, there are a few people saying, free staters go home kind of thing, if you're not going to, you know, go along with things. And there are a lot of misconceptions in those comments, too. I've noticed people saying things like that there's no way Brian has enough room back there. You drive by the house and they don't realize he's got acres and acres.
40
and acres.
Of them. 40 acres.
Right. Behind there.
So it's more than 1 acre per
horse. It's not visible from the road. If you drive by his house, you don't realize he's got 40 acres down there.
So what happened was back in November, Sproul, he's the SPCA investigator. He tried to search their property to determine if there was adequate shelter and was denied. Then he called the police and instructed the Travises that if they were not allowed on the property, a search warrant could be issued and charges could be filed if adequate shelter wasn't found. However, they put the shelter up. There was a big building day where a bunch of free skaters went over to Brian's house and they put the shelter up. So it would seem as though that was solved, that the shelter issue was taken care of.
As far as I can tell, I haven't even heard that come up right now.
No.
They're just fishing for whatever they can find on them. I've heard something about some paperwork that's in New Hampshire that wasn't in their prior residence, I guess in Colorado, and I don't know the details of that. But.
That's what I had heard as well, that the paperwork was not filed with the New Hampshire government, and that's what this was all about. However, again, no charges have been filed, and no real information has been released to the media or to the Travises. I mean, they're essentially in the dark as to what has happened to their horses.
Even if that is it, you would think they would tell them, get us the paperwork before they get a search warrant and raid the property
and take
the horses at a massive expense.
Travis said he had no contact with Sproul after the November incident and was never told that the shelter he provided was inadequate. In fact, I don't believe he's been told that now. I don't believe he's been told anything. In fact, it said earlier in the story that the warrant has been sealed. Now, Travis, Brian, has a copy of the warrant. If they've sealed the warrant, does that mean that Brian cannot reveal it to anyone? Does that mean Brian can't scan that in and post it online?
I'm curious. That's a good question. I know there was something like that. There's like a gag order on the paperwork that was filed against Judge Burke. And mm-hmm. nothing could be said until the results came back. So I don't know if this is something similar.
Yeah, how long does the seal last for? When is he finally going to be able to reveal this information? Travis did say that he acknowledged that some of the horses were thinner than he might like after a stressful move from Colorado and adjusting to the New Hampshire winter. He also said some areas have been temporarily crowded while new shelters were being built, but said none of the animals were in poor health or lacked shelter. According to him, Steve Sproul has a vendetta because I didn't play by his rules. It's the only thing that seems to make sense. It seems to me if someone is abusing the animals or their animals, the government has a right to get involved, but that's not happening here. Under state law, only the state veterinarian or licensed veterinarian can make a probable cause determination for seizing horses pursuant to a cruelty investigation, and horses cannot be seized without probable cause. So what was the probable cause? Where was the investigation? Where was the process here?
None of these people feels accountable because they're in this organization where they've been told they can do this. And I like the questions that Brian was asking them in the video that I saw where he's saying, does any of you feel guilty about this? Or, you know, and then, of course, the typical answer
they're hiding their faces.
Just doing their job. You know?
Well, the ones that would answer, others of them would just hide their faces and walk away from the camera.
I think they did feel bad about what they were doing. I think they knew, most of them knew something was going on that wasn't kosher.
Now, this is an interesting addition to the story. Teresa Paredes, founder and director of the Live and Let Live Farm, a nonprofit rescue shelter for horses in Chichester, said she received a call for help from Brian's wife, Heidi, about 6 weeks ago. She originally talked about sending 9 or 10 horses to the farm because of financial difficulties. Paredes said Frederick was then able to get money together for hay and only 3 horses were taken. Since then, the family's financial situation has improved. Paredes said although some of the horses were a little underweight, none were emaciated, and she didn't see signs of imminent danger to them. So there you have someone who has taken a close look at these horses within recent weeks and has said, yep, they're a little underweight, but that's not unhealthy. Mm-hmm. I'm underweight, but I'm not unhealthy. I mean, somebody looks at me, I'm a really skinny guy. So you could say I could use a few pounds. Maybe that's true. But it just doesn't really stick to me. Of course, I'm not in a situation where I don't have enough food accessible to me, but it sounds like there's plenty of hay around on the property for these horses. And they're, you know, it's a new place for them. It's a new situation. And this woman, who is an expert, is saying she didn't see anything was wrong. So it's going to be very interesting when the government finally pipes up about its case, because right now they're not talking. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your SPCA horror stories with us or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Dialing toll free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those free features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. We're giving you an update here on the Brian Travis horse raid, his house, his home, his 40-acre property raided by police on Monday morning. He's a listener of the show. He's a Free State Project member, which means he moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to live life more free, to get active for freedom, to get more liberty in our lifetime and move with hundreds and thousands of other liberty-minded people. And so he's one of many Free Staters, and he's been targeted by the local government people for allegedly not taking care of his horse, not taking care of his horses. But the real reason he is being targeted is because, well, he's not obedient enough.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to add that you mentioned there are a lot of comments from people saying Free Staters go home.
Yeah.
There are a fair number of comments on there, too. People should know this, that are saying they're glad we're here. People who
Thank
are not
goodness.
Free Staters and say they're glad that Free Staters are here. And, to, you know, even people who to some extent disagree with us, they're still glad that there are people out there who are speaking up about things like this and standing up for their rights. So.
Yep, and it's certainly nice, and there's no way to judge based on the comments of a union leader article or any article to judge, well because 75% of the people are angry,
right,
that means that most people don't want you here.
This is not a scientific poll.
No, it's not in any way. It's a self-selecting situation. situation, because the people that feel the most passionately about it are the ones that are going to be the ones that, that comment, and then it's also skewed to whoever it is that reads the newspaper, which tends to be an older set of people. So, and I have honestly, I haven't even looked through the comments, so I can't even tell you what the percentages are.
Yeah, and this Free State Project is starting to really pick up steam, and people are starting to become more aware of it, but I would say a lot of the people who are aware of it right now are aware of it because either they really, really like us or they really, really don't like us.
Yeah, they're because they're probably plugged
in with us. You know?
Right, they're plugged in to some extent, or they've had a run-in, or they're plugged into the system, and they've noticed the Free Staters, and they've noticed the activism, and for those that make it, for those it makes uncomfortable, they would be very, very uncomfortable by it, because the concept is so powerful. The idea is, very one simple idea, is to just move as many liberty lovers to the same geographical region as possible. And if you are in sort of a dyed-in-the-wool statist, a status promoter of the status quo, and you see all these people coming in who are explicitly saying, they're announcing to the world, I intend to effect change where I come. Right. And that's scary, because these guys are used to people being apathetic. They're used to the people doing nothing about the tyranny they're being exposed to. And now people like Brian Travis and his family are coming in, and they're not obeying. He's not jumping through all of their hoops. Sure, he's probably still paying property taxes, but so am I, and so is everybody else. So we're not all completely disobeying 100%. We're a number of us are just kind of testing the waters of civil disobedience, of non-cooperation. But even the slightest incidents really set these government people off.
Right. We're not making it easy for them. That's the number one thing. Even if it's whether or not people... There are a few people that get a lot of attention because they're willing to go to jail over an act of civil disobedience or something like that. But there are a lot more who are willing to call, willing to write letters, willing to show up and support at a courtroom and things like that. And none of this... These people are normally used to being able to act in the dark corners and not be seen doing the things that they do, and we're showing them to be violent, and that's what they are. Yeah, and that's I think what's scary is they're not used to being held accountable for what they do, just in terms of the public opinion being seen in public.
And it must be very uncomfortable for them to be seen for what they really are. Because if they've been hiding in the dark corners, as you say, and they have been, and that's what government people do. I mean, they're like cockroaches. They don't want to be shown the light of day. They don't want to have a flashlight shown on them. So if they've been hiding in the dark corners, and then all of a sudden these activists come in there and start publishing their own newspaper and start doing their own radio show and doing their own television show and removing sort of the old media filters from the situation, because it used to be that if the government would do some sort of horrible thing to someone, it might get a slight byline in the newspaper, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's if the newspaper, you know, the guy who's running the newspaper isn't tied into the state, and so many of them are. I mean, these people that run the newspapers they're the old guard, you know, they're the old media, and many of them are buddy-buddy with the government people, and they know that if they want to get the scoop on a story, well, the scoop comes from the government agency. You know, if you're reporting on a crime, for instance, you go to the police department, you ask the police spokesman, the media representative, that you talk to him, and he gives you the scoop. But if all of a sudden you start criticizing the police, well, what do you think is going to happen to your access capabilities? What do you think is going to happen to their willingness, the police, their willingness to comment? Same thing with politicians. If you are too critical of the politicians as a member of the old school mainstream media,
you don't get an interview the next time for your show,
which
for ratings.
For them is like, you know, killing them. I mean, they feel like they can't do what they do without access to politicians and police, and so they tread fairly softly. But now that's changing because the Free Staters are coming in and creating all their own media. They're using their own, they're making their own distribution channels.
Yeah, you know, we get criticized for having a bias, for having an opinion. You know, presumably media is supposed to be completely unbiased, or
yeah,
that's how
crock.
People envision it. But when it's always biased, as we just said, it's biased to trying to get ratings. It's biased to whatever makes it easy to get the story.
Or the advertisers. You don't want to upset
the
your advertisers.
Absolutely. You've seen cases where they show bias because they don't want to upset the advertisers. So I think the bias is an inevitability. But what we can do is have lots of different media with lots of different opinions getting as much news as possible out there. Why is that a bad thing?
It's a great thing, but they want to shut us down as much as possible. They arrested Brian Travis's son for having a video camera out on his own property.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com just last week for attempting to record in what is ostensibly a public place, the lobby out in front of the Keene District Court. He was arrested for that.
Dave actually tells people, he says, look, I am a libertarian, and my journey, you know, I admit to bias, but I will honestly do my best to portray, if you have something to say, I'll include it. I'll make sure you get a chance to say it. And as long as these people are trying to act quietly and secretively, and if we put out an opinion piece and they don't like that, well, you know, they're also not making themselves accessible so that we can ask questions and so they can express their point of view and their side of it. So I have no problem with biased media. I think we should have as much media as possible.
And let people, the consumers choose.
Yeah, you know that we have a certain opinion on this show,
right,
generally. And you know, you have a chance to call in and say something if you want about it. But
of course, we don't claim to be a news outlet on this program.
But even a news outlet, I don't see a problem with them having a bias if they're just trying to put, you know,
To be fair to them, some of them are pretty good. I mean, some of the reporters are fair and they do the best job they can. I don't know what all the internal politics are inside the newspaper organizations. So we've had a variety of responses. Some have been not so great. Some of them have been pretty fair. And that's just that's the way the cookie's going to crumble, right?
Yeah.
And so, but if you want to avoid having to depend on what they say about you, you have to create your own media. And Dale, you're doing that, of course, with your comic strip AnarchyInYourHead.com, publishes twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. Fridays, excuse me. So have you published yet today?
I'm going to finish it up right after the show. It's almost done. It's a full-page comic.
So look for that later on tonight, maybe about when Free Talk Live's archives go up. You'll find that over at anarchyinyourhead.com. Just a few more facts here from the story from the Union Leader, unionleader.com, reporting on the horse raid that happened a couple days ago. Brian Travis, who is a Free Stater, caught the entire thing on video. He put the video up online. It's now up to over 2,800 views, which isn't too shabby. And he, in the video, according to this story, it says that a number of trucks and trailers are shown, at least one of which had duct tape over the front license plate and over the name of the farm on the trailer. Now, when asked by the newspaper, the chief of police says he didn't see the duct tape himself. And
Brian pointed it out to him.
He pointed it out to a different cop, I believe.
Oh.
So that may be a true statement. The police were made aware of this. And as this article points out, under New Hampshire law, it's illegal, according to the police, to conceal a license plate numbers for any reason. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. You think they're going to charge him?
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board, and you'll get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's jump into your phone calls here. We started things out with an update on the Brian Travis horse raid. His house and home and 40 acres were raided a couple days ago in the morning by the police in Candia, New Hampshire. They stole a dozen of his horses, alleging welfare violations, but it looks like the government guys didn't even go through their own process that they're supposed to go through in order to take an action like stealing someone's property from them. Many people are saying that the horses were healthy according to their opinion, and so the government isn't even commenting. The government and the SPCA are not even saying anything beyond this is alleged animal welfare or animal abuse or whatever it is that they're claiming. They're keeping pretty quiet about all this, and in the meantime, the Travis family is out their 12 loved horses. So let's go to your phone call, see how you feel about this. Talk to Pierre in California. Pierre, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, thanks for letting me join in and share with you guys.
Sure, thanks for calling. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, your professionalism always comes through, and that's what I like about you guys. Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but this is a travesty of Travis, right? Yeah, right. Well, but, you know, most persons listening, or even if anyone reads about this in the paper where you live there in New Hampshire, most will say ho-hum to such stories like this. And why does that happen? If you recall the last time we spoke, most persons are stuck in the cult of New Hampshire and in the much larger cult, the cult of the United States.
The cult of the state, yes.
Yeah, and since 9/11, in wartime, always allows for the change of mindsets of persons. Persons have been psyoped into service and service of the country and looking at government persons as these almost like demigods, if you will.
Yeah, there are comments on some of these newspaper articles at the Union Leader, for instance, that'll say things like, or on YouTube, on the YouTube video, that'll say things, to paraphrase them, that basically are, well, this is okay, because the SPCA would never go in and take someone's animals unless there was an investigation that was done and that they absolutely knew that something was wrong. They would never take this step without having the evidence that they needed to.
I don't know how people get the idea that there's something special about government people or SPCA people, that there's something about them that makes them automatically on this moral high ground, or that gives them some sort of moral superiority over other normal people.
Well, absolutely. And if you look, if you just go back to the Reagan era, if you're old enough to do so, mm-hmm. you find that persons had a clearer view of government workers. Government work is essentially make work. It's mostly welfare, cutting a check for someone showing up for 8 hours a day in this country, right? And if you go back further in our history, there was a time where people in western Pennsylvania and Kentucky and western Virginia, where they lacked hard currency, where they lacked silver or gold, actually used whiskey to trade among each other, used it as their currency. And so when government men would come around, they would call them revenuers. And so there has been a long history in America where there's a great disdain for essentially persons that are leeching off of us, which is anybody who really works for government.
Mm-hmm.
And what must be done by free staters is to, especially free staters who operate their own businesses, they must begin to discriminate against persons who work for government. And until,
I thought about that myself.
Until you can get into the mindset of others that the government workers are lesser than us, they are the enemy, they should be looked down upon and discriminated against, shunned from our bars and taverns, shunned from our shops, nothing will change. The battle that you must wage is the battle to get the minds of others sitting on the fence who are in this cult, who look at these government workers as demigods, and to pull them over into your side. And the way that you're going to do that is by discriminating and putting down the government workers on a daily basis.
They are all different. I mean, I will immediately say, as Ian often says, there are good ones out there, there are good people out there, but they're not by default right. You shouldn't assume that. If you start off assuming that if the government does something, it must be the right thing. If the SPCA investigates, it must be the right thing.
Well, that's
that goes against the principle of innocent until proven guilty.
It also goes against the principle of thinking for yourself and analyzing a situation and looking at the details and coming to your own conclusion. It's much easier to just say, oh, well, whatever the government does is right, so I don't have to think about this.
Right.
Well, the very government workers themselves have lost their own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer even question what they're doing is right. They just assume that it's right because they have the power of authority above them. I mean, Lou Rockwell talks about this all the time, or writes about it all the time, about the violence of the state and how state workers themselves have become so inert in their mechanisms. They don't even see that on a daily basis their actions are questionable or oftentimes wrong.
Well, that's the accountability goes away again because people have been told to think in terms that right and wrong is defined by what's legal, and what's legal is, of course, that if you it gets very vague and hazy if you try to go back and figure out how they determined in the first place to make those laws, you know. So, and that keeps us from having to think. It keeps us from having to be responsible for our own actions.
But it is the ethos of our times, and this is really what the battle ultimately is for free staters. They must recognize that if persons' virtues reflect what the ethos is of our culture, that they're acting ethically. So in the case of this raid here and the government workers, they're acting ethically in this raid. It's not morally right, but it's certainly ethically right, and this is why persons back it. This is why most persons that are outside of the free state movement that maybe have an agnostic view of government really don't care, because they see that it's ethical action. And this is the challenges that you're facing always in this free state movement. So you have to pull persons.
I mean, as long as they're going by the book.
Into your ethos, into your ethical cloud.
Absolutely. That's always been the challenge of the liberty movement in general, not specifically the free staters, and the free staters are part of the liberty movement. The idea has been that, well, and you're absolutely right, Pierre, that Americans have been brainwashed over generations of being indoctrinated at government schools. They've been told to believe these things. They've been told to believe that what government does is right, that government is necessary, that government is more. you know, laws are moral. Laws define what are right and wrong. You don't need to think about it. Just look to the law. Look to what the government people are saying. And it's a lot of damage that has been done. But it can be undone. It can be changed. We can lead people to change their hearts and their minds. But that is the absolute ultimate challenge. And it's one of the reasons why creating media is so important. That we're doing a pretty good job of that so far up here in New Hampshire. And it's also another reason why, as Dennis Goddard suggests from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, that Free Staters, and this applies to anybody who is a liberty activist, should get involved in the community. They should get involved and should be seen as being contributing members of society instead of just a bunch of loudmouths that, want to change things, basically. And so
there's a negative perception is what you're saying, right? Or perhaps that's what
you want to do everything you can. You want to do everything you can to avoid that negative perception.
Well, I look at it in a way that if you can get people to see that you're having more fun, they're more apt to join you.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, liberty-minded persons have been liberated from a matrix, from a deception, from persons that have a yoke on them. We just want a little bit more, right?
Yep, and we are having fun, and that's one of the things I think is really different about what's happening here in New Hampshire is there's a real fun factor to this whole thing, this whole moving to New Hampshire and getting active with hundreds of other liberty-minded people. First of all, you don't have the numbers anywhere else. You just don't have the numbers of activists. And when those activists get together, they're getting, we, for instance, meet on a weekly basis, at least here in Keene, to socialize, just to socialize and to hang out, and that helps build relationships, and it means that when these people get together, they enjoy one another's company more, and they're having a good time. At doing activism. It's not, activism isn't a chore. It's not drudgery. I mean, it's awful when we have to go to court to defend one of our friends, which there are going to be a number of Free Staters jumping to Milford District Court tomorrow afternoon, rather, I think, for Mike Barsky's trial.
Yeah.
And but we get together and we have a good time. We enjoy ourselves and we are making fun of the state. And I think that you're right, Pierre, that needs to happen more often, that there needs to be more fun poked at the state. Obviously, Dale, you do a great job of it over at anarchyinyourhead.com. But it makes them very uncomfortable when people don't take them seriously. First of all, they don't like it when you disobey. We know that. That's why they're attacking Brian Travis.
That is the one and only crime is disobeying, really.
That's why they're going after Brian and his family. That's why they went after me hardcore, because I wouldn't even, go along with their courtroom rules. That's just what they do. They don't like it when you disobey, but it's even more damaging to them when you laugh at them. When you look at them and you laugh.
All they have is illusions, and all those things shatter the illusions. Their authority is resting on a big lie, and we're about to shatter it by making fun of them and by disobeying them.
That's why we need more of you here, and I thank you, Pierre. I hope you'll be coming out here at some point. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, because numbers of activists, concentration is the number one solution to this problem, in my opinion, getting as many people together in the same place as possible. So check out the Free State Project. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.